So one of my favorite questions to ask someone who has come back to confession after a number of years, I'll say, so what prompted you to come back today? Because it opens up a door to see what God is doing at this moment in their life. And I love being a priest. It's just amazing getting that inside view to see how God's working in your lives. Often it's just life experience, right? Like, Father, you know, life got hard and I just thought, I need to go back to God. Or maybe someone who's older and said, there's just some stuff I need to take care of before I'm ready, right? Or sometimes it's just, well, we got a baptism coming up. Well, we're back after the summer or after COVID. Or just a spiritual burden that just kept getting heavier, Father. Whatever it is, I always point out, I say, that's God. That's God. That's not just coincidence, not just life, just, no, that's, he was speaking. That thought, that prompting that was happening, that was God speaking in you. And thanks be to God that you're here, that you responded to that. Welcome back. And I do that because that's what the Father does anytime we come to him. He always welcomes us back exactly like that. That's what Jesus is saying. He embraces you. He kisses you. Welcome home. That's why the priest is your spiritual father, especially in that sacrament of confession, really in the place of God for you. We're in a time of renewal in the church. Now, when you're in a time of renewal, it doesn't necessarily look good, okay? But a time of renewal means there's renewal happening. This is a time of renewal in the church. I had a friend who told me once, said, Craig, like, these are exciting times to be a priest. And I was like, what are you talking about? I said, these are hard times. He said, no, 100 years from now, they're going to look back on this time and they say, wow, that was a time of renewal in the church. The same way that, like, we study history and we look back at times in the church when the church was falling apart and the world was falling apart, and God raised up these great saints and God renewed the church, and through the church renewed the world often, right? This is a time of renewal in the church. But what's renewal look like? What's it look like? What's your thought of renewal? Well, it means that we got all of our pews full, or we got a priest and a deacon that we really like, and we got good programs, we got good masses to go to. All things that help God come through, yes. But renewal looks like the prodigal son. That's what renewal looks like. Someone who is walking away or living without God, who thinks, it's time for me to get back up and go to the Father again. And they come back and the Father receives him and rejoices that he's there. That's renewal. Because my son was dead and he's come to life again. You know, St. Paul, he says that in the second, he said, that was me. I was the worst of them. And look what he's done with me. Maybe today that's you. Maybe that's you today. As you come to church today, maybe just the struggles going on in your heart, whatever's been, you've kind of had it closed, and today you're saying, I'm going to open up my heart to you again today, Lord, at least a little. I'm going to come, I'm going to open, I'm going to be there. Maybe you've been gone for the summer, and maybe you just didn't really have God in your summer. But you got up today and you said, you know, we're back, it's time to start the year, let's get back to church, and you're here. Maybe it's been before since COVID. I mean, I have no idea, right? But some thought, some prompting in you happened that said, I'm going to get up today and I'm going to go. And thanks be to God, you're here. Jesus said, heaven rejoices. That was grace. That was grace. I can't imagine how hard it was for our story, the prodigal son, to choose to get up and go back. It had to have been really easy to think, I can't just get up and go back. It's not that simple. I just squandered my dad's whole farm. How could I just go back? But somehow he knew that he could. And he did. It was a moment of grace. You see? It was God. Already that far away from God, God was chasing him down. Grace was there. It was pulling him back. And he said, no, you can do it. You can go back. I'll get up and I'll go. And Jesus seeks out the lost sheep. God doesn't walk away from us when we're furthest from him. That's when he chases us down and seeks us out. The Father saw the Son coming a far long ways away from him yet. And he got up and he ran to him. And he kissed him and he embraced him. His heart was moved with compassion for his Son. That's the heart of God. That's who he really is. You know, sometimes that can be kind of hard for us to really believe that, right? Sometimes it's not so much the younger son, it's more the older son in us. I was listening to a podcast this week. It's called Poco a Poco, Little by Little. It's from the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal in New York. And Father Innocent, one of the brothers, was sharing his story. He said, I remember a memory from when I was 12 years old, seared into my mind. We were a family, we were really hardworking. We worked hard at school, we worked hard at sports, and we did well in both. And we went to this basketball tournament, summer camp. And we were there for the week for summer camp, and at the end of the week, they picked an all-star team. And then it would be kind of the last game, and all the parents would come and be there for it. And I just remember them calling the names of the team, and they called my brother's name, and they never called mine. And he said, what sticks out in my mind was I was sitting up there in the bleachers all by myself. And I looked out at all the chairs and the team that were all filled, and my parents didn't come sit by me. They sat there and they watched the team and my brother. And I was crying, he said. And I felt alone. And something happened in him that day. Something changed inside that little boy. He said, I so hated that feeling that I didn't have a place, that I didn't belong, that I made this inner vow. I made an inner vow that that would never happen in my life again. I would never let myself feel that way ever again. And I would do whatever it took so that I always belonged and I always had a place. And that was his life from that moment on. It drove him. And from the outside, it looked great. Like he was succeeding in everything he did. But on the inside, he was tore up. In fact, he was living this life sentence. Even as a Franciscan friar, he said. I became a friar. And I was succeeding. I was doing great. I was doing all the right things as a friar. But I had this sentence that there was no room for weakness. There was never any room for failure. In fact, there was no room for God. It was all self-reliance. I had to do it or I wouldn't belong. Well, as life does, it begins to fall apart when we try to act like this. And this memory kept coming up. And he said, I finally realized that I still had this scared little 12-year-old boy inside of me. And I was still running from that feeling. And there was someone praying with him that day. And that person said, he just invited him, well, instead of running from it today, what if just you pray with that memory and you invite Jesus to come and to sit with you there in the stands? And so that's what he did. He invited Jesus to come and sit with and be with him there. And he just, in his imagination, he saw Jesus come and sit with him. And he just sat there. He sat there and he loved him with an unconditional love in his failure, in his weakness, in his grief, and his sadness. And he loved him. And slowly, his heart began to heal. Now, there was more to the story that he told on the podcast. You can go listen. But in the end, the point was, as a result of the healing, something changed. He gained such freedom. He was able simply to be Father Innocent. That pressure to perform, to be someone else, to succeed, to get a place, that was gone. Or at least he could recognize it and name it when it was coming, right? He didn't have to act on it anymore. There was a new freedom. There was a new way to live his life, he found. That's what it means to come home. My son was dead and has come to life again, God said. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that Jesus uses the example of a father in our parable. How often it's, you know, whether we're far away or whether we're sitting right here, but our hearts are broken. How often is it really the place of a father? How important the father's place is in our families. That there's a young woman who her bad behavior is actually because in her heart of hearts, she just really wanted to know that her dad was proud of her, that he saw her and knew her and loved her. But she didn't necessarily feel that. How often is that young man acting out or trying to prove himself and be, you know, great in some way? Actually, just that young boy inside of him still crying out, just wanted to know that his dad is proud of him, that he's pleased. He's still striving to do that, maybe rebelling against it even, right? So every one of us is either the prodigal son or the older son in our lives, I think. And no matter what it is, this is the point. That right there is the moment of grace. That right now, today, at this moment, can be a moment of grace in you. Where you can say, today, I'm going to get back up and go back to my Father. I'm going to go to Jesus today. Or I'm going to invite him to come where I'm at because I can't even get there. But he'll chase you down because you're lost. If you're the lost sheep, he's drawn to you. I'm going to invite Jesus to come with me in my memory, in my place. I'll let the Father hold me and let him show how much he's proud of me and delights in me and give me that the compassion of his heart in a perfect way from a real Father that he is for you in your life. Whether you're far away or you're here, he runs to you. He runs to you. You say, how could God run to me? Because you're his daughter. You're his son. And so Jesus tells us to rejoice, that all of heaven rejoices. And so we rejoice with you today. If today is that moment of grace in your life and you have come back, we rejoice with you. Because the truth is, this is all of our story, right? St. Paul, Father Innocent, Father Craig, every one of you, this is all of our story. That we were dead and we've come to life again. And the church is renewed.